Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are watching or listening to this talk of the Healmobile Niamo Muid with Tiffany Alice today we have on the phone. And I'm just so excited because this is my second interaction in hearing with Tiffany, hearing her expound on her budget philosophy. And if you don't know already, her book is The 1 Week Budget. And the subtitle is Learn to Create Your Money Management System in 7 Days or Less. So the budgetnista.com is who we're speaking with today. And I'm just so excited. I haven't gotten myself together to really follow her advice as I should. And I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And I'm like a lot of people that Tiffany is talking to all around the country and the world. She's traveling. She's speaking at conferences. She's speaking to small groups. She's mentoring. I'm sure she's being mentored. She has the wonderful family cushion of mentoring that she describes in her book and in her talks. And I'm just so excited to speak to you today. Good morning, Tiffany, and afternoon, evening.
Good morning, Yamu. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us about your newest accolade, because I do believe you were just given an award. And tell our readers and listeners and everyone about what's going on with you in this moment.
Well, currently I am working on the 2016 Live Richer Challenge. So this year in 2015, I launched the Live Richer Challenge for the first time. And it was my goal to help as many women as possible achieve 7 specific financial goals. And we ended up helping about 18,000 women in all 50 states and 63 countries. They signed up for the challenge. And about 17,000 of those women joined our private online forum on Facebook, where I continue to help them with their finances. So it's just been an awesome year for helping women with their money. And right now, currently, like I said, I'm working on the 2016 Live Richer Challenge. I want to help 25,000 women this time. I'm currently on a tour. I did a Live Richer tour where I went around the country to meet the women who signed up and did the challenge. And my next stop is Charlotte, and after that is Chicago. I'm also working on a children's book. So I was a school teacher for over 10 years. And I noticed when I was teaching that there's a lack of children's books that address personal finance in a way that's age appropriate. So I said, you know what, why don't I write one? And I did. So I'm working with an illustrator to bring that idea to life. And last, and probably my most exciting project, is that I'm launching the Live Richer Academy. So women who did the challenge started asking me if I had something to help them take what they were doing to the next level. And so I'm not an expert in taxes or investing. So there are certain subjects in personal finance that I know about, and I have enough to give some general information, but there are people who just study that. My accountant, my financial advisor, taxes, insurance, things like that, how to negotiate more money at your job. And so I thought, well, why don't I hire these people to teach these classes? And so I'm launching the academy, which people will be able to go, take a class, and pay for it, and learn from experts that I trust and use. So that's going to be the Live Richer Academy. It'll be launching early next year. So just a lot of great projects coming up.
I think so. I don't think you have enough to do, actually.
I think it's a busy life, but I really enjoy it.
This is so wonderful that I think you're a daughter of Newark, New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes, I was born in Newark, but I was raised all over New Jersey. And then after graduating college, I came back to Newark, and that's where I became a teacher.
Yes.
For 7 years, I taught here in Newark and 3 years other places. Mm-hmm. And then after teaching here, I moved here, and I currently live here in Newark for the last 5 or 6 years I've been living here.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And so this is your base of operations here. I'm in Union, not far from you. And it's just astounding to hear how your project has mushroomed. Did you have any idea when you came up with the word budgetnista, that's the name principle that I talk about in my book. Tell me about how that came about.
So actually, it came from my baby sister. So I am one of five girls from my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. And we always just learned about money growing up as kids. My father was a CFO and an accountant. And he and my mom just talked about money in passing. I mean, they were, you know, I guess when you have five girls, you had better learn how to budget. And so we just grew up in that environment. And I really took to it. And one day I was volunteering after teaching, and I really wanted to choose a name that I thought the kids would think would be fun. So they wouldn't think like, oh, the money lady's coming. So I asked my baby sister, what should I call myself? Something fun. And she said, well, you know, there's a fashionista. Why don't you be the budgetista? And I said, oh, I like that name. And I Googled it and no one had it. And so that's what I call myself, the budgetista.
Wonderful. Oh, how exciting. So did you imagine, did it run across your mind at all, the idea that this would be a movement now? Or a challenge as it is now. What kinds of ideas did you have in the beginning? What were your first thoughts about what you would be doing with the budgetnista?
Honestly, my first thoughts were I was just going to use it to volunteer. That's why I started it. Because at the time I was still teaching, so I wasn't looking for necessarily additional income, just volunteer opportunities. And then during the height of the recession in 2009, I lost my teaching job. Because we were a nonprofit-based school and we lost our funding. Hmm. So as a result, we all lost our jobs. And then I thought, well, you know, I like this budgetnista thing. Let me see if maybe I can make a living out of it. And originally, I thought I would be doing one-on-one. And that's what I started to do. But I really started to realize, you know, I enjoy teaching like in a group setting much more than I enjoy one-on-ones. And so I started to gravitate towards that. But yeah, originally it was just volunteers and one-on-one, then group settings, and then I started speaking at conferences, and it started to grow over time.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. I love it. So now you have this challenge coming up. You did how many before? And I know 25,000 is your new goal, but how many people did you do in your last challenge?
18,000, a little over 18,000.
Okay, so what did that look like? That looked like 18,000 people signing up to a website. Exactly how did you capture that number?
So the way the challenge works is that women went to liverichechallenge.com, and you can still do so.
Okay.
And there's a little tab that says sign up. So there's a video there explaining the challenge, and I've written just explaining the challenge so you know what it is you're signing up for. You put in your name and your email. Then you get an email confirming, yes, I do want to be a part of that challenge. And then 24 hours later, usually the next day, you will get your first challenge task. And so for 36 days, you will get an easy financial task in your inbox that you can do. It might say something like, today's the day I want you to pull out your bills and just look at how much you're spending. Easy task. And then the next day I'll tell you to do something else. So every day for 36 days you get these tasks in your inbox. And what's really great about the challenge is that it also leads you to this online private forum where there are already a little over 70,000 women there who are helping each other, not only just through the challenge, but through their financial lives in general. So if you have a question that you're going through the challenge, you can ask in the group, or you might just have a general question like, well, how do I get a mortgage, or how do I fix my credit score? There's no financial question that you can ask that someone in the group doesn't have the answer to. I answer questions. There are a ton of financial experts in that group, real estate experts, credit, debt experts, lawyers. I mean, there's everyone in that group, and they answer questions and share for free. And so it's just because I learned over time that women work best in a community setting. So when you feel alone, it's hard to move past the mistakes that you've made. And so I try to create this loving, open community where we are constantly helping each other and holding each other accountable.
It's wonderful. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear. You're the second person in in the space of maybe 12 hours, who's talked to me about women and community settings and how, you know, it allows us to blossom. It allows us to support one another. And but your challenge isn't only for women, is it?
Well, yes. Well, we do have some men that have signed up. I think 2% of the people who have signed up have been men.
Yes.
But I specifically geared it toward women.
Yes.
Because I found that's who was listening to me. You know, personal finance, you know, obviously wasn't just for women, but I found that women, and specifically women of color, made up like 99% of the folks who were listening to me. So I said, well, why don't I speak directly to them? And so I don't turn away any men, but I certainly speak directly to women, especially women of color.
Excellent. Excellent. And so the Live Richer Academy, will it be on the internet or will it have walls? Will it be have many sites? Exactly what's your vision for that?
So the Live Richer Academy will be located at liveritheracademy.com. And the way it's going to work is that it will be online. You will be able to register. There'll be about 3 tiers. So you can either choose to take one class, then, or you could choose to take maybe like a group of 3 classes together, or you can have access to the full academy. So 3 levels of ways that you can decide to pay. And it will be a small monthly service fee if you decide, okay, I want to sign up for this one class. And then when you're done, then you can discontinue quite easily. And I really wanted people to have a place to go who were just like, because this is what I found. Women wanted to help themselves. They just didn't know how. So if you're just like, you know what? I want to learn how to negotiate. One of my friends is a master negotiator. She helps people increase their income on average about 30%. So you could take her class and watch, and the classes will be done in like 5-5 videos, so under 10 minutes. So you could take her class and watch her series and take notes and ask her questions by email, and there'll be some sort of downloadable materials for class. And then when you're done, you can discontinue and move on to the next class. Or you can stay signed up and take another class. So it's just going to be a great online academy where if you're wanting to take your finance to the next level, here are the experts to help you do so.
Excellent. Excellent. So women want to help themselves. And they may not reach out to one another, but if you establish a community or they come inside of a community, they're able to really feel okay about interacting with one another. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, definitely. So, because this is, like I said, what I found is that a lot of people don't move forward because of shame. They feel like they're the only ones,
yes,
or the mistake they've made is so egregious they can't get over it. Mm-hmm. But when you put women inside of a group where I don't allow any judgment, there's no negative speak allowed in the group, there's no solicitation allowed in the group. And when you put them in this comforting, encouraging, warm environment where I start to share first, like I lost my house due to foreclosure when I lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've made mistake after mistake and I shared that. And once women saw, this is a safe place to share and no one is judging me and all I'm receiving is love and help and accountability, women started to share and share and share. And so women want to share. They just want to know that they're not going to be judged as a result of the things that they've done. And that's the kind of group that I've cultivated.
Wonderful. And what's the age kind of layout of the group? Who are your target people? Are you noticing certain age groups of women are more attracted? Or do you have a range of women of different ages?
We definitely have a range, but I will say that the core target for the group from, like, I asked for stats, like I asked the women when they registered,
yes,
for the challenge to give me their age if they felt comfortable. So the largest range, and I'm pulling up stats right now,
oh, great,
so I can read them to you. The largest range is 25 to 34, that's 40% of the women.
Uh-huh.
And then the next range, 33% of the women is 35 to 44. So you figure a little, almost 75% are between ages 25 and 44.
Okay. That first group, I was writing it down. I just 25 to 34 years old, that's how many?
40%.
40%. Wow. Mm-hmm. Stunning. So that's 73% total for the group from 25 to 44. So I guess everyone else is after that. Are you finding?
Yeah, well, we have some younger. Looks like 1%, 13 to 17. Oh. 5%, 18 to 24.
Okay.
So we have that. And then we have, you know, a few women who are, like, you know, there's a decent amount of women who are 45 to 54.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's like 17%. And then about 5% are over 55.
Okay. Wonderful. It's, that demonstrates that, yes, it is in these, in the childbearing years, in the family developing years, you know, most people just want to get a handle on their finances. They want to know about this medium of exchange and how to master it. And your work is just stunning in showing them how to do that. And I really, really do appreciate it. You've taken the concept of budgeting that many of us hold like afar or at arm's length, and really made it something tangible and real and doable and something we can love. And I just really appreciate that. It's a wonderful thing. And we need certain kinds of ideas to become popular rather than those ideas that exploit us and bring us down and have us looking like fools across the world. We need the kinds of ideas and the kinds of concepts that really do magnify our gifts and our genius. And so I'm just really very, very happy to speak with you about how you're living your genius. And, you know, it's like you are living your miracle. Now, I like to say I live my miracles, and I love my miracles. And I have the sense that you are living the miracle of the Budgetnista, that your little sister came up with the name. In my mind, fashionista means, you know, someone who's taking it on and doing it with panache, okay? And that's how you're doing the budget thing, with panache, so that it takes it from this drudgery concept of, oh, you got to balance your checkbook, oh, you know, to a loftier, more inclusive, no shame, all gain, you know, I just, that's spiritual space, almost. You know, because of the Budgetnista term for me is inspiring, and it kind of is a way of praising the act of doing the budgeting, because one of my principles is praise. You know, you name something a good name, which Budgetnista definitely is. Then you praise it. You know, the idea of budgeting and getting a handle on how you manage your finances is a budget. Perhaps you begin there. Certainly, you begin there, and then to add Nista to it is like, woo! only you could have done it as well as you're doing it. So tell me the names of the different, you just got an award, I think. And I wanted to hear something about the latest magazine or newspaper that has acknowledged you, has featured you. So give us a little bit of that.
Well, the latest magazine, I was just interviewed by Cosmopolitan Magazine, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, wonderful. Congrats.
Thank you. And then also, too, I will be working with Essence Magazine on a new project that I can't quite share, but soon I'll be able to share it. So that's really, really exciting. I've written articles recently for Amity Magazine. And I'm a new blogger for U.S. News and World Report.
Oh, goody. Wonderful, wonderful.
The last award I just received, the International Women's Day Award from, the name of the organization is Global Connection for Women Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And I was honored in our nation's capital for my contributions to financial literacy and financial independence of women and girls. So that was pretty awesome.
Ah, financial literacy and financial independence. Ah,
for women and girls.
For women and girls. Ah, I'm just writing it all down, chat, you know, in case I put it up on the website so that people can see it. It's just wonderful. Oh, boy. This is exciting. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I'm 35 now. 5 years, I'll be 40. So in 5 years, I see myself with a strong international brand. And I also see myself probably not working quite as hard as I'm working now. That's why I'm working so hard now.
Okay.
And I would also see, ideally, what I want for the budget pizza is that I want it to separate itself from Tiffany, me, and be a brand that stands alone. And that one day you walk into a Target and you're deciding between one blender or another. And as you're looking at the price tag, you see my dollar sign B, which is my logo, mm-hmm. and the packaging of one of the blenders. And you realize, oh, this is Blendanista approved. So if it's Blendanista approved, that means that this brand that I trust is telling me that this item is worth more than what the price is. This is a value-add item. And as a result, it sways your decision of whether to buy it or not. And a company would reach out to me to approve their product or service, and I would put it through some sort of testing for myself to say, yes, you know what, I believe this item is an awesome item. I do that now. Like, there's some banks I really love or some clothing stores I love. And that's one of my ultimate goals is that, you know, you go to a store and you're looking for Blendanista approved items because you've been following and trusting my brand for the last 10 years.
Well, expand, why don't you? Oh my goodness, that's a wonderful note on which to end this talk. I love that idea. I see it, I feel it. And it's excellent because why not? I mean, oh, Blendanista, good housekeeping. Who cares about that? I mean, that's old.
Yeah, something like that. You have the good housekeeping seal.
And the Consumer Reports seal, you know. What you've done is you've taken it into the next level of the internet. And so, you know, well, you haven't done that, but the internet has aided your and leveled the playing field for your project and your vision for yourself in 5-10 years to just take off. I think it'll be 2 years. Are you kidding? We just have to get people on board with you. You have to get them on board. Now, you do have a team, I'm sure, folks. How many people are in your team helping you now? Is it a daily help? Or is it online that you get help? Or how do you do that part? I just want to share that because that's a part of expansion that people should understand.
Oh, definitely. So I have a social media assistant. Mm-hmm. I also have a virtual assistant. So they help me day to day. I have a writing assistant. I have like blog posts and stuff to do. She helps with editing and stuff. Of course, I have my accountant, so you have to have. I have a publicist. And then I just have a team of people who sometimes just help to volunteer with me. But on an average day, I have about 5 people that help me keep this thing running. And I'm always looking to add more, maybe even more than 5, because I also have a designer, like a graphic designer, about 2 or 3 that I rely on.
Yes.
So I've got a nice, you know, team and going. And so, and even moving forward, I probably will have not just a virtual assistant, but have her and probably an in-person someone who can kind of come with me to events.
The team is
growing as I grow.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And that's how you do it, folks. And I'm so happy that I was able to catch you, that you agreed to talk with us, and that we can continue to watch and monitor how you expand your brand and be a role model and a template for taking an idea from one's little sister and combining that with one's interest in volunteering, what one knows and loves to do, and just taking it and flying with it, you know, and this is how it's done. If people didn't know, they know now. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I thank you. Okay?
I thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Till the next level that I'll be running after you and chasing you to share again, I'm signing off. And many, many thanks and blessings to you, and congratulations on all your accolades. Okay, Tiffany?
All right, thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.